Pnimius of the Daf, Gemara Brachos, Brachos Daf Hey, Hey Mebeis. The Gemara is in the middle of a story. It's middle over telling us about the value of Yisurin, the value of certain afflictions, certain sufferings that a person goes through, that there's a certain reward that can come from it. There's certain benefits, that it's not just a tragedy. And Rabbi Yochanan specifically is sharing of the tragedies that befell him and how he knew they were Yisurin Shel Ava, that they were, you know, afflictions that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to him in order to provide him for more reward and more benefit. So the Gemara tells a story that a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, chalash, he got sick. So al gabe Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan came and visited him. So chaza dahave kagane bebeis afel. So he saw that the entire house was dark. He saw that he was dwelling in a dark house. So galiye ledarai unafal nahira. So he had a method. He said, "Oh, it's really dark in here. I can't see Rabbi Elazar. So what about Rabbi Elazar? So what am I going to do?" He revealed his arm. Literally, I guess he pulled back his sleeve. He exposed his arm, and all of a sudden the house was filled with light. That his skin was shining and was so bright that it lit up the house like a lamp. You know, the shiny skin. So now that it was so light, he could see in the house. What did he see? Chazi adavi kabachi Rabbi Elazar. He saw that Rabbi Elazar was bawling, that he was crying. So he says, Amrullah, he says, Amai kabachis, why are you crying? E mishim Torah de lo apesh. If it's because of the Torah you didn't learn, if it's because of what the Torah you hoped you would have accomplished and you didn't have enough time to study as much, Shaninu, we learned together, Echad amar bevechad amamit, belvad sheichav and libel ha-shamayim, that whether one learns a lot, whether one learns a little, the main thing is that you have kavana to be mechav and libel ha-shamayim, that you learn lishma, that you're learning for the right reasons, that you're learning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're learning, you know, towards, that your kavana, your direction is towards shamayim. V'imisha mizone, and if you're crying due to mizone, if you're crying due to the fact that you don't have a parnasa, that it's you have financial woes, that you don't have sustenance for your family, so lo kol adam zoich l'shtei shulchanos. Not every person is zoch l'shtei shulchanos. You know, you're Baruch Hashem, you're zoch to the shulchan shel Torah, you're zoch to be one of, considered amongst those who sit at a table full of Torah in front of them. You're a big scholar, you know a lot. So okay, not everyone's zoch to both Torah and money. So no, you got Torah, you got one of them. V'imishim bane, and if it's because of kids, if you're crying over children, you know, passed away. So dein garma das yirabi. Look over here. This is the bone of my 10th son. That, because the Gemara explained how Rabbi Yochanan had these 10 sons, and each of them died. And when the 10th one died, he took that like a small little bone to use as a chizuk to people. Say, yeah, I also went through a lot of suffering, but look, I know it. Hashem loves me, and I know it's good. And he brought it around with him as a chizuk. So he says, here's the bone of my 10th son. So he says, it had to be one of those big three things. It had to be either your Torah, your Parnasa, your children. So Amar Leh, he said to him, Rabbi Elazar replied back, Lahai Shufra, no, why am I crying? Due to that beauty, that Shufra, Dibale Ba'afra Kabachina. That beauty of your arm that's shining, you have such a beautiful arm that when you reveal it, when you expose it, it lights up a room. I'm crying that one day that arm is going to be buried in the dirt. I'm crying that one day an arm like that is not going to be, you know, is going to have to be like everyone else, is going to be buried, it's going to have Yom HaMisa, Yom HaDin, and it's going to be buried. And so, Taka Amar Leh, so Rabbi Yochanan says back, Alda Vade Kabachis, yeah, this is worthy of crying, you know, this your tears are not in vain anymore. Uvachu Tarvai, when the two of them together both cried over, you know, the beauty that was going to be destroyed. So the Gemara, it's a weird Gemara. You know, the Pashup Shah maybe is that, you know, there's a, you know, that seeing Rabbi Yochanan's beauty made him think of his own mortality, you know, that there's, that even the natural beauty of the world is one thing going to be gone, and that makes one cry. Maybe, but the Ben Yoyada, the Ben Ish Chai, Rabbi Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, gives a different pshat. He gives an amazing, reread into the whole Gemara. So he says, he explains, he says, how did the house light up from the beauty of the flesh of Rabbi Yochanan? How does that make any sense? That if someone's very beautiful, we're, you know, a lot of us might have seen beautiful people in our lives. And yeah, maybe we would describe it as a glow. We would describe it as a, you know, that there's a certain shine to them, but not that it was, if the house was dark, that the house can now be light. That's not how beauty works. And he says, even the shiniest and most precious pearl or diamond, it doesn't emit light. It's just that if there's light, if there's a orner, or if there's a shemesh, if there's something shining on it, it could sparkle, it could grow, it could enhance that light. But it itself, right, doesn't have nitzotze or it doesn't have sparks of light that come out. There's no battery power. There's no source to it shooting out. So he says, must be the kavana is the following. Ach kavana sameimer kanhu. He says, this is what the Gemara is explaining. He says, yadua, it is known. Shekol tzaddik, that every tzaddik, yeshlo malbush, or makif hasovivoso al kol evarav. That there's a light, a surrounding light, that an aura that surrounds all of their limbs. Right? V'im lo hayachata Adam Rishon. If Adam Rishon never sinned, hayanigla zeha levosh le'enei kol, everyone would be able to see this. Because that's what it says by Adam Rishon, that kodem achet, he had a kisones or. Or with an aleph, meaning he had a beged of light. That Adam Rishon wore an aura. He wore a beged of light. That after the chait, you know, what happened was Hashem gave him a kesonas or with an ayin vavrish, a beged of skin, of leather, of fabric, right? That's when he became, you know, more gashmias. He became like a person. But before that, he had this or malbush. He had this light that was like clothing for him. So he says tzaddikim, they're zocha sometimes to be megala this or malbush, this, you know, through certain kabbalistic kavanas, yichudim, righteousness, you know, their Torah, their meisim tovim. So he explains and he quotes the Zohar that this spiritual aura, the spiritual light, you know, the tzaddikim know how to tap back into, the tzaddikim know how to re-tap into that original light. And the two tzaddikim in this room, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, so Rabbi Yochanan could reveal this light, and Rabbi Elazar would be someone who could see this light. And it, you know, and that's what it, that he revealed his hand. He says, so then we now have to read, so what's the next part of the Gemara? V'shalos o amai kabachis. So he said, so why did he cry, right? So now, when he sees, he reveals this light, and now Rabbi Yochanan asks, Rabbi Elazar says, why are you crying? V'heshiv, and Rabbi Elazar answers, ahai shofar devali, the fact that this flesh is going to be buried one day, that this beauty is going to be blessed, is going to be buried, is going to end. Perish, he explains that he was thinking about one day, an or gadol like this, that somebody who's so righteous, somebody who has the ability to be megala, to reveal such an amazing shine, such a spiritual light that could light up the physical world, a spiritual power that could affect even the reality of the darkness of that room, somebody who's going to have that, somebody who's wearing a lavush like that his entire life, he says, how could it be that after this person's going to die, that this guf, this same body, which one time revealed this kind of light, is going to be tamun ba'afar, right? V'tachas pe'er afar. And that the hispa'aros, the beauty of this, is just going to be afar on top. It's just going to be dirt. Because he says, because in the kever, this, you know, the light is gonna leave. There's no longer a neshama in that. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, in a chanami, yes. This we should cry. And he cried with him. So what we see here is that the Gemara is not just teaching us a story about how to, you know, be given a chama and to show, bring a raya that Rabbi Yochanan had this tenth bone. Gemara is teaching us a deep set, important lesson that our mitzvos and our actions and our righteousness and all the righteous activity we engage in literally illuminates the world. And the more we are zocha, the more we shine, and the more we're zocha, the more we'll see that shine from others. And there's a madriga called Rabbi Yochanan, called Rabbi Eliezer, where you can see this light and where you could reveal this light. But this light, still, we're still in a reality of achar chait. We're still in a reality that when someone could be so righteous that he can illuminate a dark room, like Rabbi Yochanan was able to, that one day he's still going to be buried. One day, you know, there's still the chait of Adam Rishon. We're still paying back that debt of the original chait. That there's misa in the world, and that's the reality until we come to the final tikkun, until we come to the final rectification. So together they said, you know what, that is something worthy of crying. And together Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar agreed. And that's the beautiful take of the Ben Yoyada on the Gemara and Brachos, Daf Hei.